Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. As I like to say, I have no idea what time you're listening to this broadcast because this is radio on the internet. This is Galganov.com radio on the internet. I'm Howard Galganov, and I'm proud to say that this has no CRTC, there's no FCC, there's just you and me the way radio really ought to be. I made a mistake yesterday in my editorial. I made a mistake about who the Nazi propagandist was. It's not a big deal. Nobody seems to have noticed it, and if they did, they didn't care. But I can't write something, and I can't say something, and I can't record something on video that isn't true and accurate and not fix it. And that's very important, because in this day and age, accuracy in the media, truth in the media, is really secondary to how much money the media can make and how they can increase their audience. And believe you me, I really want to increase the audience of Galganov.com as well. And we're doing it. We're doing it every day. These audio editorials have become, well, this is our third one in 3 days, and they've become quite popular, which to me is very important. It says an awful lot about the listeners who care, or the readers of Galganov.com who care about hearing the truth and hearing opinions that are probably far closer to theirs than to anyone else's. The issue that I wrote about today has to do with honesty and integrity. It has to do with the lies that we're just flooded with. We're buried under mistruths and innuendos and allegations, and coming from sources that we've been raised to trust, which primarily is our government. It's our media. It's the politicians, which I guess is the same as the government. It's our school teachers. It's the people who are part of the establishment who we are supposed to trust. And, you know, when I was a kid, trusting the police was paramount to being a good citizen, to being a kid. My parents would tell me, the police officer is your very best friend. And, you know, so here we are in 2016, where our politicians are trying to convince us that they are our very best friends. The insiders, the rhinos, the Democrats, the bureaucrats, big banks, big business, the hedge fund managers, well, they're all trying to convince us that they are our very best friends, while at the same time, these really bad actors, the politicians, the bureaucrats, the media, all of these leftists are somehow trying to teach us that the police are our enemy, which is, it not only is it a fundamental lie and disingenuous to the extreme, it's frightening, because face it, when you have a problem, no matter what that problem is, and you call 911, there's going to be a cop racing down the road to get to you to fix that problem. Now, there might be other first responders as well, like, you know, the fire people and EMT, but it's cops. They're the first ones. They don't know what they're rushing into. You know, so our media have it ass backwards. They want us to trust crooked Hillary. They want us to trust Obama. They want us to trust the litany of lies and distortions and not trust the police. That's not to say that there aren't some bad actors amongst the ranks of various police forces across North America. However, there are far more good people who are serving in the police force on any given second than there are good people serving in our government at all levels on any given year. And that's frightening. I've mentioned in this editorial about George Orwell's 1984. If I was your school teacher, and if you were my student, and I was to give you not a test, but a program, an after studies assignment to read something and understand something, it would be 1984. What Orwell wrote all those many years ago, going back to the 1950s or maybe 1940s, I'm not sure, but I'll be sure after this editorial because I'll check into it. But he wrote, it's coming true today. We are living with Big Brother. We're afraid of our government. You know, every time I record an editorial or I write an editorial or I do something on video, I get a ton of people who write to me saying, you know, you got to be careful because the government is watching or the government's listening or the government is reading. And they are. So what does that mean? Do I have to be worried now about going back to the United States in November because someone in government doesn't like what I'm saying? Or they consider what I'm saying a threat to their privileged place in the world? You know, we are living in very bad times. And of course, we keep hearing how Donald Trump isn't doing well, how Donald Trump isn't doing this, how Donald Trump isn't doing that, and on and on. And the people who seem to be supporting Donald Trump, like Gingrich and others, keep saying, well, you know, he shouldn't have said this. Well, you know something? Give it a break. Just give it a break. Donald Trump is saying absolutely everything that common sense people are thinking. You and me. Now, he talked about ISIS being the invention or the creation of Obama and Hillary Clinton. And right away, oh, man, he comes under attack for that. But he was right. Now, they didn't incorporate or trademark ISIS. But what they did do, and Hillary Clinton is just as guilty because she was a Secretary of State and responsible for this stuff. What they did do is they gave these bad Muslim actors a clear path without any obstruction whatsoever to do what they're doing today. Had Obama not pulled out all the U.S. troops, had he not turned around to the NATO forces and said, let's get the hell out, you know something? There wouldn't be an ISIS today. There'd be radical Islamists here, there, and everywhere. They'd be killing each other just as they've done for over 1,000 years. But here's the bottom line. If it wasn't for Obama and if it wasn't for Hillary Clinton, there would be no ISIS to contend with. So he's not wrong. However, when you get Newt Gingrich or you get whoever it happens to be, these are his friends, these are his advisors, these are the people who are standing for him who say, well, Donald, you know, sometimes he speaks first and thinks second. You know, with friends like that, who the hell needs enemies? Anyways, it's 8 minutes into the editorial, and I wasn't even going to do this audio editorial today, but you know, I enjoy doing it. I guess I really enjoy doing my radio show quite a bit. And the fact that so many people enjoy listening to these internet broadcasts, well, you know, why not? I'm Howard Galganov. This is Galganov.com. It's radio on Galganov.com where there's no CRTC, there's no FCC, there's just you and me, the way radio really, really ought to be. It's Friday afternoon, August the 12th, and I wish everyone listening to have a great, great weekend, a great day until the next broadcast.